Macmillan Audio presents Wake Up America, the 9 virtues that made our nation great and why we need them more than ever. Written and read by Eric Bowling. I dedicate this book to President Barack Obama. If it weren't for your announced goal of fundamentally transforming the United States of America, I wouldn't have been so exceedingly motivated to write this book to stop you and your liberal pals from achieving that goal. America will survive your agenda. Introduction. January 20th, 2017, Inauguration Day, a very cold day in America. It's late January, so naturally there'll be a chill in the air. The wind will whip through the crowds gathered in front of the U.S. Capitol building. However, the throngs gathered for this historic occasion will not be bothered by the cold. The true faithful wouldn't miss this for the world. They've waited for this day for a long time. They've marched. They've chanted. They've occupied from college campuses to urban centers just to make this possible. Today, the foot soldiers of the American leftist movement will gain their triumph. Today, Hillary Rodham Clinton will take the oath of office as the 45th President of the United States. On stage with Clinton are the cast of characters who will make up her administration. There's her husband, former President Bill Clinton, welfare reformer and signer of the Defense of Marriage Act. He's easily the most conservative person on the platform. All he can think about, of course, is getting back into the White House, his old stomping grounds. He tries to remember if the interns start arriving on day one. He hopes so. The sooner the better. His role in this administration will be mostly ceremonial. A few speeches here and there, a charm offensive ready for deployment when needed. He'll have few official duties and plenty of time for his own extracurricular activities. Seated nearby is another familiar face, Al Gore. Once Bill Clinton's vice president, he's returning now as Secretary of Energy. The man who made a career out of scolding Americans for the use of evil fossil fuels while keeping his motorcade idling outside during his speeches, will finally be able to make his environmentalist dreams into a reality. Another Al isn't far away. Al Sharpton, longtime activist for social justice and failed MSNBC TV host. The American public never quite caught on to the Reverend Al's unique blend of shameless self-promotion and race-baiting on MSNBC. His ratings were always terrible, but his politics lined up nicely with the new president's, and he was a loyal mouthpiece on the campaign trail. So, he's been rewarded with the post of Secretary of Education, and his job is about to get a lot bigger. Also on the stage is a man whose presence at this occasion would have seemed unthinkable 6 months ago, but that's politics. He's former Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, the committed Democratic socialist who ended up giving Hillary Clinton a run for her money in the Democrat primary. Despite being in his 70s, only a few years older than the new president, Sanders is revered by many as the fresh face of a resurgent American brand of socialism, which was firmly embraced by the new commander-in-chief in her drive to win at all costs. Officially, Sanders' role in the new administration will be fixing income inequality by any means necessary. However, the well-known friend to socialists around the world who took his wife to the former Soviet Union for their honeymoon is expected to advise Clinton on foreign policy matters as well, especially on how the United States can integrate more fully into the worldwide collectivist movements. President Hillary Clinton's inaugural address will be a rousing one. As the masses listen below and watch on televisions around the globe, she will spell out her agenda for America's long march into the 21st century. She will not speak of American leadership on the world stage, not even leading from behind, as President Obama put it, but of simple participation in world affairs. "We will end war," she proclaimed to the thundering cheers, "by taking America out of the business of shaping the world's destiny." After all, the new president will remind us, what right have we to tell other countries what to do when our own situation is so flawed? Ironically, in years past, it was Hillary Clinton who led President Obama to topple secular dictators in the Middle East in favor of radical Islamic leadership. She will then proceed to remind us of all the social ills that plague our fellow Americans: poverty, homelessness, stagnant wages, inflating health care costs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?